let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Maureen Schuler, doctor of psychology, began her career as a nun in a cloistered community. Following her faith and life's path, Dr. Schuler decided to become a middle school teacher before stepping into her true calling in the field of psychology. After working as a clinical psychologist for 25 years, she is now retired and sharing her wisdom in You Are a New Creation, her critically acclaimed memoir of a life of service to a higher power. Dr. Maureen Schuler, author of You Are a New Creation, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Schuler, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Rick. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. It is our pleasure. And the book is receiving excellent reviews. Let's talk about the inspiration for the book. What was the inspiration for you to tell this story in You Are a New Creation?
Well, it was pretty much a desire that I had to clarify some things that were not being... My whole personality was being obscured by notions that people had of me that weren't accurate. And so I thought, well, the reason, if I want to get people to understand who I really am and not what people say I am, then I would put this into a book and it would be all there. This is me.
You know, and it's interesting because you were totally honest in reading the reviews. They're impressed with your honesty, and because your honesty... you were able to help people because you were forthcoming with issues in your life. You are encouraging other people to do the same and to face those. Once you started the book and you went through this process, published now, people are reading it. Looking back on the book, do you feel that you achieved your goal of really defining exactly who Maureen Schuler is?
No, I felt while I was writing it that I was being accurate, and that's all I wanted to be, was to be forthright, and I wouldn't change anything.
The book, by the way, You Are a New Creation, is available at Maureen's website, which is maureenschuler.com, also at Amazon, published by Mainspring Books. Her website, I'll do the spelling, Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, and Schuler is S-C-H-U-L-E-R. You'll get information on Dr. Schuler and the book at her website, and we'll have a link for that on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. In looking at the response and how you are helping people with this book, You Are a New Creation, do you think you'll write another book? Is this another way to advance your psychology effort out there in reaching more people?
I might, yes. There's a tremendous sense of creativity and satisfaction in sharing information that you hope will be helpful for others. That really does feel good. And yes, I do have that in mind.
Well, that's good. I think people will be excited to hear about that because, again, you've touched so many people. When you get the reaction after you wrote the book that is about the real you, Maureen Schuler, when you get the response, are there surprises out there, the reactions of people they express to you about the book?
No. You mean that people, when they read the book, they think that that's different from the way I present myself?
Well, yeah, any surprises
life?
When people say, Dr. Schuler, I had a chance to read the book, and then they give you their little synopsis of the book. Is there anything about that that surprises you, or were you on target that you actually were able to get the message across?
I have never been surprised by anything that anybody said about the book.
That's fascinating. You Are a New Creation is the book we're talking about. Let's talk about the target market. As I'm reading reviews, this basically crosses all different age categories. Was there a specific person you had in mind, a group that you had in mind as you wrote the book?
No, I really felt that I was talking to, you know, anywhere from older people my age all on down to teenagers. You know, I don't think anything younger that would be interested. But sometimes teenagers do get interested in older people and the differences in their life, just comparing it to what their lives are now. And so, no, that's all. That was my range.
You know, and that is interesting because people can look at you, a younger person, and maybe see themselves as you're trying to struggle and figure out who you are and how you fit in and how you can do good. And they can sort of get an example by reading how you went through all of the process, because nothing is easy that we go through. And you talk about how you got all through that. What are some of the hopes for the books in terms of impact on the reader? When they finish reading You Are a New Creation, what do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, a sense of the value of their own lives. You know, sometimes when we're living our lives, we feel some question about how we're reacting to circumstances or how we're being supportive enough of other people, or, you know, to just feel some satisfaction with I'm doing what I feel is right, and I feel that God is with me, and that it's not perfect by a long shot, but it's the best I can do, and I offer to God with sincerity, and so that other people would think that too, that no matter what the challenges of their life is, and how that they feel, oh well, I've succeeded in this, or I've failed in this, or gee, I wish I'd done that better, that to realize, no, it's enough. They can, if they've tried and they've done their best, that's good enough. They don't have to worry about being perfect.
You know, it's interesting as you look back and you're contemplating writing a second book. It sounds like that's going to happen as well. Was there anything that you found that you might do differently if you were going to do You Are a New Creation again, or something you learned that you might do approach differently in the new book you're working on?
You know, I don't think so. I think I did
well,
my best.
That is an author that feels like I've succeeded. I set out to do this, and I was able to do that. And again, from the feedback you're getting, you're touching people. I guess that's the psychology aspect of your and your teaching personality. You know what it takes to get a message through to people, and I think that's evident in the book. You Are a New Creation.
When
you went back and looked at all of the events in your life, and there were painful events in your life, how difficult was that for you to bring them to the forefront once again so you could explain them and people could learn from what you went through? How difficult a process was that?
Well, there might have been a piece or two that I found difficult to remember. But for the most part, I guess it's this, I don't know, maybe it's my German ancestry, maybe it's my Irish ancestry, I don't know which it is, but a kind of stick-to-itiveness. We're going to do this. We're going to tell this story, and we're just going to tell the truth, and that's it. Now just do it.
You know, and I guess that's some mindset going in. So often you talk with people and they decide to do that, but they're not 100% committed. They're maybe 60% committed. And it comes to some of the difficult stories. They really don't want to go back and go through those. When you finished the book, or maybe in the process of writing the book, were you able to share some of these stories with people from your past, or get a response from people from the past? Because again, you're very honest. What kind of reaction did you get from people that you allude to or mention in your book?
Well, it was interesting. For my brother, I thought he might not be. I mean, he's my brother, so he's quick to criticize if he sees anything wrong. And so I was holding my breath to find out what he thought, and he thought it was great. And so I feel like that's the highest acclaim I could get, no matter what would be written down in somebody that's, you know, just assessing the book. But my brother, because he would surely tell me if there was anything wrong with it, and he thought it was great.
I guess if you get a compliment from a family member as close as your brother, you know that, okay, I'm doing something right. The book is You Are a New Creation by Maureen Schuler, our guest on the program. Her website is maureenschuler.com, M-A-U-R-E-E-N Schuler, S-C-H-U-L-A-R.com. Books available at Amazon, published by Mainspring Books, and all of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting. I see on the website that the title, You Are a New Creation, inspired by the words of a retired bishop of the Church of England. Talk about that impact that he had on you, and how you came up with this title.
Well, The whole idea of writing the book came from the bishop, because he said that in our lives we should do something beautiful and something great. And so I thought, well, what could I do that would be, you know, really impressive, that would be really beautiful? And I just thought of writing the book. So it was from his words that he had at the end of a DVD.
Yes.
You know, that's what set me off to say, okay, this is beautiful, all the gifts and graces God has given me, and I'll use this then to write this book. So that's how I was inspired to write it.
If you go to Dr. Schuller's website, there's a quote that you have there on the screen as you go to the website. Cooperating with God in the designs that he has for our lives allows him to make of our souls the eternal beauty for which we were created. And I keep thinking about that, wanted to talk about that for a few seconds. And let's start with that first word there, cooperating, and then cooperating with God. How difficult is that, to cooperate with God? I'm thinking about that, and it's like, boy, I wonder how many of us really are cooperating or maybe fighting as we go through life.
Yeah, it's really hard to cooperate with God, because he always wants something different from what we want.
Yes.
And so, you know, really, we go off kind of thinking that we can get what we want, that what we see in our heads that we are aiming towards, that we're going to accomplish that, and that just isn't in God's plan at all, and it doesn't work. And so this is just for me. I don't know how it is for the rest of the people, but that, just that surrendering your will and accepting how things pan out or don't pan out, accepting that and doing your best to whatever position you're placed in at whatever time of your life, that you do it to the very best of your ability, even though it's not perfect, but it's the best you can do, and God knows it's the best you can do, and you're offering it to him as a gift. So he is like, it's the tremendousness of giving a gift to God, so that he is, you really are supplying something to God that is wanting in God. You're fulfilling God's work, and that's what we're all supposed to do.
How long did it take you to get to the point of cooperating? What did you go through to get there? Because, as I say, so many people struggle with that.
I don't know. It just kind of like from early on, I had, you know, some good spiritual people that, you know, could enlighten me about things.
Yes.
and give me the right kind of books to read. And I owe a great deal to the monitors that I've had in my teenage years and adult years. And so it's not something I claim for myself, but the gifts that wise people have given to me.
Well, and if you read Dr. Schuller's book, this may eliminate some of those years you go through trying to figure out how to cooperate and what your real purpose is as you go through what Dr. Schuller experienced. Her book is You Are a New Creation, available at her website, of course, available at Amazon, all the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So many people that read the book really comment on the fact of your forgiveness, that you went through some very difficult times, yet you were able to forgive. Talk about the role of forgiveness and the power of forgiveness in our lives.
Well, this is a wonderful thing. It's there's something so strengthening about just looking at an event or people that some way are causing you great hurt, and sometimes terrible, you know, people that destroy your reputation, and but to be able to look at that as being allowed by God, and somehow uniting yourself with him who suffered those same kind of things, just uniting your sufferings with him, that's so strengthening that it takes the bitterness and the pain right out of it.
You talked about the eternal beauty for which we were created, and it's interesting because you really found your happiness, your calling, teaching. You talk about the love you had for teaching students, and in the field of psychology for over 25 years. What's it feel like when you really feel like you're fulfilling what you're here to do and you're able to impact the lives of others? What's that feel like when you have that satisfaction?
Well, that's amazing. It really is. You really feel like you're one with God. You know that you're giving him room in your life, and that you're serving as a gift to him, that he is acting through you, so his life and his work is continuing through you.
Maureen Schuler, our guest on the program, a doctor of psychology. Her website, maureenschuler.com. We'll have that on our website. And as we wrap up here in a couple minutes, I'll give you all the spelling on that again. The book is You Are a New Creation. You can Google that. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I know, Doctor, you had mentioned you'd like it at the end of the program, maybe ask everybody to join together in a prayer of unity that's very important to you. Would you do that for us now, please?
Oh, yes. Oh, our divine Savior, we all want to grow close to you. We all want to feel that we're doing your will, and we all want to appreciate you and the gifts you have given to us. And so we ask you to accept our words, our thoughts, and especially the words of comfort that we try to give to other people, to be with us in that. And we thank you for all your gifts and graces that you have given to all of us, to each one of us. Praise and glory to you, O God, forever. Amen.
Doctor, thank you for doing that. As we wrap up, a minute or so left here, you mentioned the new book you're working on. Can you give us a little hint as to what may be in that book? Or we'll stay tuned and find out when it comes out, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about that as well. Do you have some?
Yeah, I think so. I'd rather not discuss it now. Okay.
That is fine. Trade secret. Just work on the book and let me know when it's done. And would love to do a follow-up interview and to talk about that. Again, the book is so well done. You Are a New Creation by Maureen Schuler. That's M-A-U-R-E-E-N. Schuler is S-C-H-U-L-E-R. Her website is maureenschuler.com. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, published by Mainspring Books. And, Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing this message. Excellent job on what you've done and telling your story with that total honesty that is really inspiring and motivating other people to look at issues in their past that they might like to bury, but they can't deal with it that way. They're now at the forefront and being able to deal with it and go forward and find their place in their lives. Doctor, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. And once again, the guest is Maureen Schuler. She is available on our website, information, maureenschuler.com. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The book is You Are a New Creation. And of course, you'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.